With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm like, oh, there's Rocky. Of course, there's probably 10 Rockies for all I know. Anyway.
Hi. We're live from the Bird's Nest, and we're talking about wildlife and lucky pennies and wild people and obsessions and all that stuff. I'm Rain.
I'm Marianne.
And James is visiting us for a minute. He ran over and gave us the speaker that we were really in need of. But he's going to get a ticket if the Popo comes by because he's blocking the fire hydrant.
Popo. The Popo.
You want to say hi before you go?
Do I want to say hi to all of the fans out there
That's
listening
right.
to Block Talk Radio and the Bird's Nest Queens? Yes, I do.
I love that he intros that way.
I know it. It's something. He just brought us a lucky penny, and that's going to push Sirius to pick us up this year.
Because
we need to be.
We're wild, and they like us.
We are. We've been told we're some of the most fun on the radio talk shows.
And it's true.
It is true.
I don't really know who said it, but I think it's true.
I'm glad they did.
April, which means beginning of May, so birthday month starts.
Actually,
What?
I just told you this.
End of February, 1st of March.
It's the end of February, 1st of March.
Yeah, I got around to that.
You,
did I say end of March, 1st of February?
You did it the end of April, 1st of May.
Okay,
You just don't know what date is. You just frazzled, that's all.
I get better.
I be getting better.
But the thing is, it's birthday month.
It is birthday month. Woohoo!
And birthday month for you, James, Joni, Lucky. We got a lot of birthdays in this month.
We do.
But the first one is Saturday.
That would be me.
Yeah. What are your big birthday plans?
I do not have any.
Are you going to be here? What are you going to be doing?
I'm thinking I'm going to Kitty Hawk, but I'm not sure.
You should probably make
it. I should be in Mexico.
And I know you should. I'm sorry about that.
I don't have childcare.
We just need to figure that out. I was telling Gary about that the other night, and I said, my problem is I can't commit because I've got work, and I can't say I can be there at a certain time when I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only time I could possibly commit would be the evenings, and then I'd go take my car, get my other car, come back across town.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes me crazy.
And the problem is, and this is going to sound like this is why nobody can help me. I'm the problem. But you know I have a lot of kitties that need care. And
right.
You know that I have some special needs kitties. And if the same person is not seeing them in the morning and the evening, I think you miss things.
You do. You could.
So with my kitties, you have to be able to pay attention. You have to know what's going on. I have to get another assistant because who loves them and who is interested in taking care of them. I mean, because it's a big deal.
And it's not just, you know, Kelly and I were talking the other day, and she goes, you know, I just remember that you used to have, somebody connect that car, when I was in Memphis, I had Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, Kathy one time, there was ice, and she'd have to come and take care of them twice a day, and she would go to, you know, either, because my cats weren't sick and old, so she could come in the morning or she could come between, like, a lot of times she'd go right before lunch at 11, and she would take care of them, and she'd come back right after work. Well, there was an ice storm, and she lived a pretty good ways from me, probably about 40 miles from me. But work was close, much closer, so the way we worked was closer. She drove through sleet and ice to get there to take care of those cats, and her husband called her, and she goes, I had to take care of them. I mean, if she got home and something was wrong with those cats, I don't know what I would do. And he goes, but you can't. She said, well, I'm staying here. She called me. She goes, I'm spending the night. I'm afraid to drive back because I don't know what the ice storm is going to be. She spent the night at our house, hung out with the cats, and she went home the next day. You know, she was great. And then we had the cat sitter we hired in Fredericksburg a couple times that came and watched them for us. But, again, I didn't have special needs kitties. And the fact of the matter is if you've got a healthy cat, and you know
that. When I had two cats and they were young and healthy, they had a self-water and a self-feeder.
They could stay for 3 days.
Without any problem
right.
whatsoever. They were very well-adjusted cats. I had a neighbor that would come in, you know, I'd have her just stop in sometimes and take a look, make sure everything was okay. She had a key to the house, but, you know, it was just not an issue. But I have a bunch of cats, and they have to be monitored closely. So anyway, sorry to tie up the radio show with this. But that's
no, that's okay, but maybe there's people out there that might know someone.
Yeah.
And they call us, and we would certainly
yeah,
make
call
a cat sitter.
If you've had a good cat-sitting service, which I don't know of any, really. I don't trust them. I've had too many situations, and I know of too many situations where, and I'm not saying there aren't any good ones, I'm just saying they're hard to trust. My neighbor was paying someone to come out, and she had this, she was on assignment in Charlottesville, not that far away, but she just said she was working really long hours, and she decided, I'm going to have a little, rent a little apartment up here, and she would come home twice a week and then get home on the weekend. And she had someone coming twice a day because she had to, even on the day she came back, she had to leave early. And she was paying them to be there for an hour, to walk the little dog for an hour, come in, feed them, clean up, walk them for an hour. In the morning, she only had her come in for the regular time, but she was supposed to take the dog outside. And a neighbor would see this woman pull up, run in the house, run back out in 5 minutes. And he called and he said, hey, do you think Sharon is paying that woman just to stop in? He said, I've decided it is the pet sitter. And he said, because I don't see the dog come out much. And he said, and Sharon always walks her. And he said, I don't want to tell her. And I said, you better tell her. And I said, well, she can either say, mind your own business. The woman's doing what she's supposed
right.
to do. But no, it wasn't. She was supposed to be there for an hour in the evening and like 30 minutes in the morning and take the dog out. And she was, I guess, coming and throwing some kibble down and take it off.
I mean, you know, that's the thing that when we had, we trusted one of Maddie's friends to come and take care of Kitty when we were away last year.
I heard about that.
And that made me crazy. And, you know, I have, and I hate to say this, but I cannot, and I still see the girl, but I cannot treat her the same way I did
before.
No,
because that's terrible.
She didn't do what she was supposed to do, and she had a friend over, and the friend, you know, was just a jerk.
What was her excuse?
She didn't really have one. She was having a boy problem or something. I don't know. You know, I don't know what to do.
See that, and that's a problem too. You know, I've had people always say you should get a college student, or you know, maybe a graduate student. And I have not had good luck with that. That you are not their first priority.
No.
And remember the girl that I'll say her name, Keely Carter. I love the name, but she was having boy problems, and I could see it coming. I knew this was going to happen. And the girl was evidently a little fragile anyway, and she just stopped coming. She just didn't show up, but I couldn't trust her. I couldn't trust that she would come or not. I was not her first priority. My animals were not first priority.
Right, and I don't know how you find people, because it's not about the money.
No.
You know, they get paid well, but it's like old people. Some of these places,
yeah, but
people
you know
get,
what? And I hate to say this, but old people can talk.
Yeah, right, but
I know that there are people who would say you.
Oh, but you know what I mean. What I was getting to is that
trust them.
Right, they get paid to do what they do, mm-hmm. and they don't. These old people get sick and sores and all kinds of stuff. So it's exciting to talk about on the radio.
I know. Here we are. But anyway, if anybody out there, our number is 347-215-6203, has anything to offer about pet sitting, babysitting, vacations,
what?
Birthdays. Sadness over not being able to take your annual trip abroad on your birthday, or just anything, spring in general.
Well, you know that I heard on the radio this morning that, to give them the number,
347-215-6203.
I heard on the radio this morning that March 1st, really, according to the meteorologist, is the beginning of spring.
You're kidding me.
No. Nope. So, there you go. Hey, don't forget to grab you some snacks. Remember, we have some.
I have nothing here to drink.
What kind of crazy place is
this? What's that about?
I wanted to...
You have soup over here.
A can?
I'm just telling you, you have a can of soup.
Nice. I was just checking to see if I could update you on VCU basketball, but I don't see what our standings are. I know you want to know.
I do know
that... That Spike Lee stopped by to practice the other day.
Spike Lee stopped by to practice today?
Yeah, stopped by to see our VCU guys practice. How funny is that?
I think that's very cool.
I do too, but I don't get it. Let's see.
I'm bringing the big old sack of snacks out.
Bring it on out. Let's see if this tells us what's going on here. And I know this is another thing people out there really want to know. I don't know what our game, wins versus loss? Let me find out. Wins versus, I think we're doing pretty well, just because I heard on the news that the students were standing in line to get tickets to the student section somewhere that they're playing, which usually means that they're doing well if the students actually are involved, because 9 times out of 10, they just don't care.
Well, I don't know that that's true. 9 times out of 10.
All right, well, 7 out of 10. Is that better? Because let's think about it. Before the Rams started winning, their little
now,
place.
The student population is usually pretty. Not because the alumni aren't involved and the and the neighborhood at large not involved. But I think the students are. I've been to some of the games. I think the students are pretty much involved.
All right. Well,
but you do definitely. I know what you're saying. You have your taggers on. But once the school starts doing well, like a couple of years ago, you build momentum.
You do. And then it's like, what are they? They've got a, have you seen their big billboard? Not dominate. What's the word they're using? I can't think of what the word is. It's a big billboard that has just one word on it. Now I can't think of the word. Let's see. It looks like they're It says here they've got their fifth straight win, so that's good.
That's good.
But I'm trying to talk to you get back to the table.
I'm going around looking for liquids.
You don't have anything?
There's pink wine over there.
Well, that's not what you'd like.
No.
So, yeah. Anyway, first of spring.
And so what did March you find Madness. Out? Where are we in March Madness?
I can't find out where we are. It doesn't say. I want to know what their standings are, but it just doesn't give me the information that I need to help me understand.
Well, let me tell you what I did.
Okay, tell me.
While you're looking for March Madness stuff. You know, I finally went and got my hair done.
I love your hair.
By the way,
it makes me happy that you're happy.
I know.
I know people don't understand that, but it truly does.
Oh, I think a lot of people understand that.
Yeah,
and I'm so happy I have a sister who not only feels my pain, but feels my joy. She was so happy the other day. She couldn't believe it when I called and told her I love my hair.
Tell them what I said. Tell them I was going to pull over on the side of the road in the rain, get down on my knees, and say, thank you, Jesus, for her having a good hair. Because it's been a long, hard road.
It has been. And I'm not as thrilled today as I was, but you know, you just know it's going to be okay. And I was happy about that. But, you know, I recently, I guess it was during the snow, I ordered a whole bunch of makeup and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Well, first, let me interject something. I bought some BB cream, and you've seen that. It's like it's primer, basically. Well, I put it on this morning, but then I forgot to put my makeup on. And, you know, I don't use a lot of makeup, but I do put on foundation. So I'm looking at myself in the mirror, and I'm like, you look a little pale, but oh well. So I get in the car, and then I realize, because I can see a few of my little blushes, I'm like, what exactly I've done. But at that point, I don't carry a makeup bag, so it is what it is. It was kind of a funny thing. I don't know what was wrong with me this morning. I was very off schedule. But anyway, go ahead with your makeup.
I'm bummed because now I've lost my favorite little new lipstick. I don't know where that is. But anyway.
That's your cheap one that you like.
Yeah, I love it.
What's it called?
It's cheap. Elf.
Elf, yeah.
It's an Elf crayon. Eyes lipstick. I'm going to do it on for a little bit now. But anyway, you know what else I bought? It was only $1. And it had a refill.
What?
An eyelash curl.
Nice. I have a hard time with those. I think they work really well. But I'm just afraid of pulling out the eyelashes I do have.
Well, I used to use them all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. And for some reason this morning I decided, I haven't used that thing yet. So I pulled it out. And I'm almost afraid of it.
Right.
I used to use it all the time, but it reminded me of another funny rain with makeup story.
Nice.
Speaking of cats, do you remember Lucy?
Oh, yeah.
It was when I was living in the apartment on Grove Avenue, early 20s. And I was going somewhere to meet Ralph, I think. And because it was surprising he wasn't there. But so I was going somewhere to meet him. It must have been something pretty special. And maybe it was something in his work, and I was getting ready. And all this is important only because I want you to know that I was taking extra effort to get dressed and look nice. And I would stand in the bathroom on my tippies and, you know, lean forward over the sink.
I had a little sink.
And brush my and curl my eyebrows.
Curl
my eyebrows. What am I curling my eyebrows?
Eyelashes.
And put on my mascara. I leaned forward, and I would pinch and hold, and then I would lean back. I leaned forward, and I did one. And then I got my mascara, and I leaned forward and put on my mascara. And then I leaned back, and I got my curler, and I did the other one, and I held it.
That's not a cat. My heels hit something funny. And more. Simultaneously, the cat squealed.
How's that?
And you know how they it was like in just one fell swoop, my heels came down just as the cat squalled, jumped up in the air. I jumped up.
God.
I jerked the curling iron away from my eyes with both my eyes. I literally ripped half of my eyelashes from the root in that curling iron.
Yeah, that is why beauty is.
And then I had to go somewhere special with.
I'm telling
with
you.
Half an eye. I mean, it wasn't just that night either. It took me months to grow those.
Occasionally, I put on mascara and my quaff because it's old. Oh my gosh. And it may clump because it's old. And so... I have my, you know, animals running under my feet all morning, my 70-pound and my 20-pound dog. And I might get a needle. And I know you've done this. Get a needle and separate a little bit. Have you ever done that?
No, that I have not done.
Oh, see, I do that. And,
God, that's scary.
What I do is if I am thinking about doing it, I'll make sure that they are laying on the bed in the other room because I know. As soon as I put that needle up to my eye, if Sam came in, it poked through because he's so crazy and I wouldn't be paying attention. And he thinks that a space that's 2 inches is large enough for his big butt to get through. So he'll just knock you out of the way and go on through to get into the shower, which he loves to just go in the shower and lick the walls. His favorite thing, to get in the shower and lick the walls. And so anyway, but, you know, I saw it on... What is that movie? Julia Roberts was in it and Tom Hanks, where it was like the name of a man, and he was a political guy. It was kind of based on a Southern guy in politics, you know, like a... But anyway, she had a ton of money, and she was sitting in her room, and she would do all that, and she would sit with a pen. I thought, oh, my God, that is one of those things that probably everybody does. And
I don't do that.
Well, now you know.
If anybody out there has any horrible makeup stories, call us.
God. I ran into the back of someone in the Burger King parking lot one time from putting on makeup.
Oh, God. I had a small accident.
I hit the clutch.
I had a small little fender bender once on the highway, too.
Mm-hmm.
On my way to work when I was, like, 21 years old or something. But, okay, I'll give you one more. You would think I would learn. This is another... eyelash curler related story.
Oh, you would never use them again.
I know, I thought about that this morning. But the little rubbers, you know, that fit in there, when you carry them around your bag a lot, sometimes they get loose and fall out.
Oh.
I took mine out one time. I mean, I used to use it all the time. It's funny to me. It was the one thing I did if I did nothing. You know,
you know
how we talked about that?
Mm-hmm.
But back in the day, I guess, you know, now it's like put on my lipstick or whatever.
I remember you having it with you all the time.
Curling and mascara. I mean, I did that. That was my I don't go out of the house without it kind of thing when I was younger for years. So
now you just go out.
I can't help it.
You don't go out now.
I'd just as soon not leave the house. But I pulled them out and snapped it on my eyelashes. I think I was sitting in the car when I did it, like in a parking lot or something. Because I would recurl throughout the day.
And I was holding it, kind of, you know, looking around the parking lot, and I felt like something on my face. I cut off the not.
Is it any wonder that most of us, we just say, I'm not going to do it anymore?
I don't even know. I just never really used anything. Probably until I was, I'm going to say 35, ever used anything but mascara and a little blush. That was it. Mm-hmm. I never bothered with anything. Just was,
right, yeah, lip gloss. That was pretty much it.
Yeah.
Mascara, lip gloss.
Because, you know, we just never did.
Mm-hmm. In other words, we didn't need to.
Yeah.
We were naturally beautiful.
And now, put on the spackle. But I forgot the top coat.
No. You put some stuff on your face, sometimes it's kind of green because it helps counteract the red.
Wait.
Or yellow. And then that's when it's not good to walk out.
Oh, you take another look in the mirror after you put on your makeup and you go, do I need more? What do I need? What's happening?
I have some pretty good concealer now.
What's happening?
What's going on here? I have some pretty good concealer. And I'm used to, that was another thing. If I was ever like really tired or had a cold or anything.
The yellow or the green.
Back then it was just skin color because I would just pick the thing that was closest to my skin. And most of the time that was, I don't wear foundation now, but that was the only thing, you know, I would put on. And that was like, if I, you know, in addition to a little bit of lip gloss and my mascara when I had lashes, that's what I would do. But sometimes now I put on this, it takes a lot of concealer to conceal what I need to conceal. And I will
fill in.
I'll get in the car and go, oops, I should have done something. You know, I should have brushed a little something over to blend it. Because I'll look sort of, what's the animal that has the white rings around the eyes?
Raccoon?
A lemur.
Oh.
They have black, I think. I don't know what it is. But anyway, that's what I think about.
Have you seen the spray makeup commercial on TV?
No.
It's a luminous airbrush foundation makeup. And it's spray makeup.
Can you imagine even doing that?
No, I cannot. But I've seen it on TV, and the thing is, it's like a paintbrush that you use. Airbrush, see it?
Mm-hmm.
Who would do that?
The fact that you've got the equipment with it.
I know, you would like that. Who? But, I mean, seriously, I want to see the before and after, but I mean, I don't know. I have a kind of... Well,
you know what? I hate to say this. I just don't care that much.
I'm telling you.
You really believe it, though?
Well, I mean, I think you can spray in... What they've done here is what we're saying. They're spraying in... You know, everybody... Everybody has, an eye that is a little more drooped than the other. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
It is.
Why didn't you share that with me before? Oh, God.
Whoa. Look at her ass.
I see that.
Even if you check out, like, movie stars and stuff, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Well, I would do that. You know, it really bothers me that we obsess over these things.
I know.
Because we really never did. We never. I remember once having a girlfriend tell me.
Sarah?
Yes. A girlfriend told me that she was getting her mother, you might remember these, glasses that she had seen advertised in the back of some kind of catalog magazine, a glamour magazine, Red Book, something like that. And they were magnifying glasses, but one side dropped down so you could see, it was on hinges, so you could see yourself fixing your eyes.
Wow.
You could see yourself putting your makeup on. And I remember thinking, and I think the woman was probably 40, and I remember thinking, oh my God, going to all that trouble to put on makeup. I just don't know why. I don't know why they would do that.
I know. See? And you know what? She's 40 and she's married and she has children. For God's sake, why doesn't she just stop with that mess? Going to buy special glasses? This is what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Smack me. Just smack me.
Do you remember the glasses? And I don't know if you came with me to this because you came to some of the Addie events. I don't think you came to this one. Remember those girls, Linda Andes? Remember her? We saw her at a shoe store. Somehow you met her along the way.
Yep.
Big hair. She worked a week for security back in the day. She did hats for a while.
Mm-hmm.
She wore to one of the Addies. She loved vintage stuff. She wore glasses to the Addies that were like tri-colored to represent like eyeshadow or something, so you didn't like have to wear makeup.
Uh huh.
I mean, she found them somewhere and she wore those glasses to the Addies.
I love that idea.
I mean, I think people need
That's
to do
a good
that.
Idea.
And but they were like vintage glasses. They weren't even. I hate that they say mature skin.
I do too.
See, now this definitely looks like they sprayed that girl right up.
Yeah, 'cause she's young.
Yeah, she got.
She's got a lot of bad stuff going on in her face.
Yeah.
When we were young, we had perfect skin.
Yeah, we did occasional bump on your face, but that's pretty much
and
it.
You know what we were saying the other day, Marianne? Those were the days,
my friend. We thought they'd never end.
We'd sing and dance forever and a day. We live the life we choose. We'd fight and never lose. Those were the days. Oh, yes, those were the days.
La, da, da,
la,
da,
da,
la,
da,
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 da, da, da, da, da, he's the one who got it started. Did you know that?
Why didn't he help her continue? What happened?
Probably, what's her name? Linda said no. Whoever his wife was at that point.
You know, girls always were trying to make themselves pretty, but I think guys did a lot of stuff too.
Like, you mean perm?
Try to fix their hair, perm, things like that.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
We have a caller. I'm going to ask him. Hello, do we have a caller?
I was going to say, I was just trying to listen.
Is this James? James?
Yes, it is James. I've got some earplugs that are not working very well for me, and I was hoping I could hear you better, but I can't. So put it back on mute, and I'll play with my earplugs.
Okay, I know you just were calling to listen probably, but we're talking about beauty regimen, beauty faux pas.
Yeah,
beauty mistakes, and when we were young, what we did versus what we do now. And I was saying that I think boys did a lot of stuff, too. They just didn't talk about it. And I happen to know from very good sources that you had a little hair thing that you did.
Now, you're going to have to start over because I was taking the earplugs out because they didn't work.
I said, I happen to have it on good authority that you had a little beauty ritual, a little way you handled your hair. You want to share that with us?
I had a little ritual that I wanted to do what with?
That you used on your hair.
When you were younger, what did you do to your hair when you were younger?
Oh, it was horrible. Man, the things you go through when you're younger. I used to wear, because I had two colics, one in front and one in the back. And I had the, in my opinion anyway, when I was younger, the worst hair, the ugliest hair. I just absolutely hated it. I would watch these Brill Cream commercials. A little dab will do you? Give me a break, for God's sake. A little dab will do you? Those guys had perfect hair. It was wavy. It was just smooth. It was silky. And all they had to do was just touch it. The wind would blow it into perfect shape. Me, on the other hand, with the two cowlicks, one in front.
Hold on one second. Let me interject.
Cowlicks.
This is his Midwestern accent coming in.
Cowlicks.
Cowlicks is what they are.
Okay. Cowlicks. It was horrible. What I would do is I would take one of my mother's old nylon stockings, I would tie it in a knot, and I would put it on my head at night and shape my hair to batten down or to try to train the hair to go a certain way. So my cowlick, especially in the front, wouldn't be disruptive, so I could look cool when I went to high school. Anyway, I would wear this at night, or I would wear it just before I went out. And, of course, having one older sister and three younger ones, especially some of the bratty ones that I had that were younger, oh, did they pick on me. Oh, Jimmy's got his stocking cap on. Jimmy's wearing his nylon. I think he must have a date tonight. So
I love that story.
I do, too.
That's the truth, and I'm sticking with it.
We like it.
They said he would get angry. They would threaten to take pictures and tell his girlfriend and all that.
Oh, yeah.
He would also practice his dance moves in front of the mirror.
Nice.
And they would tease him about that, too.
Oh, and the other thing I used to do, and my sister still teases me about this, or at least one of them does, Mary, I used to think that I could be a rock and roll singer, and I had a terrible voice, and my sisters had angelic voices, but I had a terrible voice. But I would stand in front of the mirror and sing the song, but what I was really trying to do is get the rhythm, get the body motion down. You know, all the movements, the Elvis Presley movements, who were some of the other stars then? You know, and this is back in the 60s. And I didn't have the hair, but I wanted to have... Oh, Jim Reeves. Jim Reeves was one of the guys.
I wanted to have that deep voice,
and I wanted to be on Dick. I wanted to be on Dick Clark, and I wanted to just kind of slide through. Oh, and what was the other one? That dance show with the guy who had the real deep...
James, you never watched that show.
That was Soul Train.
Soul Train, that's it. Yep. Yeah, I did.
Okay. But let me just say, Jim Reeves had no moves.
I know it. He just stood there and sang.
But I do like Jim Reeves' voice.
I don't know who he is. I don't even know what he sang.
Didn't he sing Put Your Sweet Lips a Little Closer to the Phone?
So. Ah. If he didn't, he should have.
Let's pretend that we're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low. And you can tell your friend there with you, he'll have to go. I love that song.
I never heard that. Well, I have heard it, but I don't know the words.
Okay, Jamish, we're going to let you go, but thanks for sharing.
You can still listen.
I am.
Okay.
I said, we're going to let you go, but thanks for sharing.
Thank you. Put me on listen.
Okay. You're on listen.
I think that we need to find out about March. We tried to call last week.
I know.
And we don't know if she's there, but I think we should check it out.
I thought about yesterday calling her ahead, and I didn't do it, and I'm bummed about that.
Do you want to call her now? I've got the number.
Okay. I will.
Okay. Are you ready?
I am ready.
353-5575.
I'm going to tell you, I hate having to dial off the numbers.
If I could, I would. But
No. I mean, not as in I hate it, if I'm doing it or not. I hate it.
The number you dialed is not in service.
355-75?
I have no idea what this is. This doesn't look like that.
It's probably not that. I'm just gonna say,
is it any wonder
that we have so many listeners?
We have it. We do have a lot of listeners, and I thank them so much for hanging in here.
The number you dialed is not in service.
That's
that's what I got. 353-5575. Let's see if I can start over. When we can't even dial a telephone.
Wow.
Do you think it's a surprise that 804-353-5575, right?
I'm going to look it up here on my phone.
Oh, you know what? I see what's going on.
What?
It's trying to remember past numbers.
Well, tell it to stop.
I don't know how. That's what I said. It's 5575. We've got to get back on our game. I'm
done. Hey, Crane, bookshop, could you please hold?
Sure.
Thanks.
They get to talk freely amongst ourselves, and as you can see,
I know it. And we were geared up for that. Well, what do you think is going on? Have you looked at the?
No, but I'm going to tell you in just a
second. Okay.
Was this
a gorgeous moon or what? I woke up this. Hello. Hello.
You just laid the phone down, I think.
We're not really on hold. See, that makes it really hard.
I think we're. On lay. We're on lay.
Lay down, lay down.
Lay it all down. I don't know the rest of the words to this song.
Neither do I.
I was doing that the other day, making up words to a song because I didn't know the words. And I was like, I don't know the words to that song. And Tyrone said, went out and sang it to his mom. And I don't know the rest of the words to that song.
They're going to come back.
They're going to come back, but while I'll talk about the horoscope. But it just says Pisces. I guess it's because
it's Pisces month.
But I asked for general horoscopes.
Are you on Susan? What's your name?
No, I haven't checked her out yet. Are you there?
No. I was just going to fill in with a little bit of gossip.
Okay, yeah.
Speaking of getting old, a British woman gave up cigarettes last week on her 102nd birthday.
Now she'll probably die.
She did it over fears that they could shorten her life.
It was.
She says she has smoked 60,000 cigarettes since her first one in 1931.
Man, Philip Morris probably loves her. They should use her as, this didn't hurt anybody.
Yeah.
I mean,
why not? I think they've forgotten us. I think we should probably hang up.
Hello? Are you still there?
Okay, now we've reached a low in the show, and maybe an atmosphere, because we're eavesdropping. We're eavesdropping on the clerk at the Aquarian bookstore. I think.
You want to let go?
I think we should let go. I think that I keep thinking he'll come back, but
I think you may be wrong.
Well, and I think if he's letting a customer sit that long on the line because he doesn't know who we are, then my guess is Camille's not there. He's there by himself. Whatever.
Yeah, I think you're right. Just blow him off.
We need to turn that down because I'm sure it sounds like I'm screaming.
You think he's still there?
No.
Did you hang up?
He's gone. He's gone for good.
I'm trying to find, though. It's March, so I'm trying to find the new horoscope. And I like to just read a general one.
Yeah?
But I can't find anything. Maybe it's because I don't spell right, but what do you think?
You don't spell right? Did I tell you that Taylor Swift is addicted to love?
I'm not surprised. She's addicted to love with young boys, though.
Well, that's her new addiction, I think. Or maybe it's because they're easy.
People say they're tired of hearing her sing about all her problems in her songs.
Oh, my God. But, you know, that's what country music is. And
she's
so
pop.
What it
she's, like, flipped.
I know. But what it says is that we're just tired of it, period. Because I never get tired of crying in your beer songs. I like them a lot.
Yeah, but I'm tired of my boyfriend is whatever song.
I'm tired of this. But may I tell you a little bit about her?
Oh, yes, please.
In the past few years, she's thrown herself, as we know, she's only 23, into brief, disastrous romances with, let me just run through a couple of the names, Joe Jonas, Jake Gyllenhaal, Taylor Lautner, John Mayer. See, they're not, they weren't boys.
No.
I mean, well, Jake Jonas is young, but I mean,
Lautner is her age, Taylor Lautner.
And wasn't Jonas, isn't he about her age? Isn't he the older one?
He might be a little bit older, but they're all in the under 25.
Uh-huh.
That's with Gyllenhaal and Mayer.
Mayer. Then she moved on to Connor Kennedy. He's only 17.
Mm-hmm.
He's the son of Robert Kennedy Jr. Then she had a brief fling with Harry Styles, the 18-year-old star of boy band One Direction. She admits that she craves the euphoria she feels at the start of a new romance. Having just met someone, that's almost as good as it gets, isn't it? But she doesn't think she's ever really been in love. I can't wait to read you this because this is going to go down in history as one of the most eloquent and beautiful and thought-provoking comments on love. She's never really been in love and has only experienced, quote-unquote, versions of love that weren't the love, unquote. With different boyfriends, she's felt, quote, love mixed with infatuation, love mixed with comfort, love mixed with a dangerous level of mind games, love mixed with too much competition. When there are too many negative emotions, you can come out of it and the dust settles and you categorize it as something other than love, unquote.
Wow. Love lifted me.
Love lifted me.
I'm in the wrong key.
When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me.
Evenly.
Love lifted me.
Evenly.
When nothing else could help, love lifted me.
Somehow that popped in my head.
I lost it on the me.
Did I?
A little bit of glimpse into our Southern Baptist background.
Southern Baptist, our sordid lives. It's a bitch sorting out our sordid lives.
She pauses to think for a moment, and then she says, quote, also, I need to live in a world where my best love is ahead of me, not behind me, unquote.
Well, let me just say this. You're 23. It's just like these kids who's like, my whole life I've been singing, and you're 12.
I've been singing all
really,
my life.
Really, you've been singing like this since you were born, because that's your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
I hear some of these kids do these interviews on these music shows, and they're like, this is all I've ever wanted my whole life. You're 14. You're 14. That's what I want one of the panelists to just look them straight in the face and go, you're 14. Really? Your whole life?
Your whole damn life.
I have shoes in my closet older than you. You know, I just have a hard time with that. My whole life, this is all I wanted. Sort of like Taylor. I just want to smack her. And I'm sorry.
You know, for a long time I told you I wanted to not like her, but I liked her. And then all of a sudden, this was before she got all full of herself.
I gotta say, I have really never really liked her.
I know you didn't.
I gave her the benefit of the doubt. When I first saw her come on and sing, I felt so bad for her because I thought, whose child are you and why did they put you on stage? There's got to be a connection because you suck. And it was nerves, certainly, but a record company that would put someone who sang that bad on the stage in front of so many people.
See, I guess I never saw that.
Oh, before. My gosh, Randy. She stood up there with a guitar. She was so off-key. Horrible. And
from the time I saw her, I thought she was adorable and cute and sang well. But this was when she was, for a brief time, when she was doing the country stuff, and I actually saw her on some special. Was it Brooks and Dunn who?
Mm-hmm. She was cute on that when they were going away special.
Mm-hmm. And I thought, I really like her. I don't want to like her, but I do.
I wish I could find that because he would go, well, no kidding. I mean, it was, and you know, Maddie has always just thought she was
all that, really.
I mean, she has just always liked her, which is, you know, which is fine. It's her deal. But And she gets upset because I just don't feel it, you know. She doesn't get mad. She's just like, I don't know why you don't like her. And I'm like, I just don't. She doesn't have any talent. She's great at, somebody's great at marketing her.
Well, I'm not as harsh as you are. I think she has talent. I think she
has better talent now than she used to.
Well, but okay. I mean, you know, she's a man. So, you know, Madonna was reinvented 100 times. I think all of those people are to that some extent that way. I just don't like she's all full of herself. I think that she is manufactured talent, but I just can't stand her. But it has nothing to do with I don't like how she performs because I don't watch her perform. I can't stand to hear her open
right.
her mouth.
And see, and I have seen it, and that's the thing that just seriously just made me just not even.
Yeah. See, I didn't have that negative opinion. So I'm worse because I don't think it has anything to do. I don't think she's any worse than a whole lot of these other people. But I just think she disgusts me.
Well, and there is that. And I guess for me, you know, I saw her sing that first time, and when I saw it, I was like, this is what everybody's talking about? This is sad. It's sad to me that they allowed this poor little girl to come up on stage and make such a fool of herself.
But she was a nobody, so she must have, you know.
Right.
So she must have had something people liked, and I got to give it to the people. You know?
The people.
I'm not all of them.
I'm telling you what, the people are wrong a lot of times.
Well, they are, but it's like people bitching about the election. It's half of us.
Right.
It's nearly half of us. So we can say everybody that's not like us is dumb.
And so here's the thing. I guess for me, it's... I do
James
look.
James loves this part,
I
by
do
the
look
way.
At their... I do look at their...
Well, now, let me...
I truly do look at the performance aspect of it. And if you're going to present yourself as an artist, go on stage and be in front of millions of people and say, I am a singer. I can do this. And you are as bad as she was the first time I saw her.
How old was she, though?
I don't know. When did she start at 17?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't even know. But I don't know how old she was. Doesn't matter. How many people have come out that young and could actually sing? Many.
Well, that's true, but let me tell you this. I can tell you somebody who I have recently seen, and I should say, were playing her in the hair salon the other day, and I thought I was going to scream, and that's Beyonce.
I know.
I cannot say the woman can't perform.
She's a good performer, but she's not a good vocalist.
Well, see, I think that's the same thing with, I think Taylor Swift appeals to a lot of people. For a reason. It may not be pure talent, it may not be good voice, whatever, but Beyonce makes me sick. Yeah. Hearing her, the same, I'm just bored. I'm so bored with her. I'm bored with that sound.
Well, what I'm bored with...
Seeing her on the Super Bowl, I just thought, I got up and went and got a snack.
What I'm bored with is the fact that she... is now so...
And I don't think anybody cares what we think. But
so, we don't either, but we're telling you. So spiritual. She's so, you know, she's in the Oprah realm.
I thought how she started out. I mean,
yeah.
She's a slut. She's a hoe. I don't care who hears me say it. Okay, let me tell you this.
Okay.
On a good note. Excuse me. Rosa Parks statue unveiling.
Rosa Parks, she just set her ass on the bus and got...
I think that is so cool. Now, what she did was she showed that...
No, do you've never seen the... there's the movie Barbershop that I asked you to watch, and you haven't, the very first one, with Cedric the Entertainer. They're all talking about... They're all in the black barbershop, and they're all talking about everything, and he gets up and he goes, Rosa Parks, she just set her ass on the bus. She was tired. She just sat down and went riding on the bus. Everybody acts like she did something. She just rode the bus. So that's where I got that
from. That movie,
yeah.
I didn't see that.
So you need to. I've told you.
I think what she shows everybody is you don't have to do much.
You can sit on the bus.
One little thing. It was huge. And I know. But having not ever been shoved to the back of the bus because you're of a different color, we can't know how big that was. And we don't. And we do know the danger she was in when she did it. This is not just something. And... what I think is really cool is she proves that you might not be able to march. You might not be the million men that march against Washington, but one person.
You guys should be working.
One. Oh, my God. She's really not a racist. It's really not. People don't know that, though.
No, but that's another, that is another comedy routine I heard.
But anyway, I know, but...
I'm not really. You know this. They all know it.
I hope so. But see, you are not that comedian, and you are not that routine.
So I can't say that word.
And if people don't see you and
people,
they don't know...
People.
She's not a racist. She's quoting other people.
I'm quoting Cedric the Entertainer and my other favorite one.
Chris Rock.
Yeah, Chris Rock. So I'm just quoting them.
Okay, and I'm just going to shut up because this obviously has no meaning whatsoever.
Go ahead, finish reading.
I got it. No, finish. She was the first person to be honored with a life-size statue in the Capitol, first black woman.
Capitol as in?
Of this
Washington?
Country.
Yeah. Nice. See, I think that's nice. You know I was just teasing.
Yeah.
I love Little Rosa Parks. And I truly believe she did a great thing. I really do. But it's funny when I hear it because I've seen the movie.
I know that.
And
I'm sure we could have played, man, that's what we should have done. We probably should have played that clip rather than hearing it come from you.
Yeah, I could play it now, but I don't think it would work.
Now I would just let it go.
Okay, I'm letting it go. We're letting it go.
We'll play it the next time.
We will.
Alrighty then. So much for me trying to fill in the blank.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
What is going on locally at the theater, the firehouse? What's still going on down there? Is it still a big old snafu? People still crazy?
Yeah, it doesn't. It's just more of the same. It's going to shake out. I don't think I think both sides are wrong. They're supposed to be they say they're going to be putting shows together. Somebody is about to start directing a new show. The whole season is screwed up. Mostly it's about egos, pretty much everything. But I don't think anybody outside of Richmond, actually, I don't think anybody outside of the people who go to the theater in Richmond know anything about it.
Yeah.
It was just an ego battle.
I'm only asking because I saw on the Facebook a couple of people that are involved in theater around town just taking a huge stand over that they think that lady has been mistreated and
that woman Carol Pearsall, she did a great. I mean, she's done a good job. I don't know the inside scoop. I've read a lot of both sides. I've been paying attention to it actually since back at the end of the year, but I think the board was wrong. They didn't do some things right. On the other hand, even if they completely wronged her and she loves the theater, she says she does, why would you try to talk your friends and your directors and your actor friends into not letting the theater continue?
Well, that is true.
And so that's my problem. I was tending to lean to her side, recognizing that I didn't know the inside scoop, but thinking, okay, if she did no wrong and it was not an emergency, why did they do it without voting? And why did they say you can stay till July? That doesn't make any sense. So I was leaning in that direction. And then when I realized that she had this campaign going, and again, I haven't heard the woman, but I didn't hear the board either. But I do know that if you read a lot of the stuff that the other actors are saying, this woman is now all of a sudden she's the female god of Richmond Theater. And she's fine. She did a good job. I think things like this happen all the time in theater. I think somebody just decided to dig their heels in and make it miserable. And then, you know, they're really not hurting anything but Richmond Theater.
Right, yeah.
They're just
let it go.
Yeah, that's my opinion.
Thank you. Because I needed to know, coming from someone who, I mean, you know, you go to theater all the time and you know you speak to the people. You speak.
I speak to the people.
Man, I would say that Pisces, you'll be getting things done. Discipline is suddenly easy for you. You can move past wishy-washy straight into forward movement. This is going to feel good for you. I'm just reading Pisces. A major area of concern for Pisces, 2013 horoscope is your fourth house ruler of home and family. The subconsciousness, our roots and family, sometimes the mother can be seen here too. Expect in 2013, the year of the black snake, a lot of action in these areas of your life. But you have it will be easy to...
It'll be easy for me to
know what to do.
When's this going to kick in?
This is the year.
Like
2013 will bring many opportunities through Pisces home and family. What's that about? Perhaps you will buy or sell land, be open to discoveries about your past and childhood that could release you from unhealthy patterns.
Ah.
You will be very intuitive this year, more so than usual, and it would be wise to honor your ideas with action. Remember, what you want is not outrageous. What is outrageous is what you're willing to settle for.
I damn sure agree with that.
And the direction of your heart's desires this year, and you will be richly rewarded. Celebrate the simple pleasures in your everyday, and you will draw more.
I do celebrate simple pleasures, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
All righty, and my palm was itching.
See, there you are.
That's a good thing.
Money.
We're going to set up a call next week because we're dying to talk to Camille, and we've not been able to get her, and we're bummed about that. So we'll set up a call. I would like to talk about something that I just forgot.
How you forgot?
I've already forgot. Well, I was so excited.
I threw her off on the races for Rosa Parks.
No, actually, I would like to say that because that would make me sound all noble, but actually, I got all excited thinking about my dreams coming true this year.
Oh, nice. Excellent.
So, you know, my palm was itching, and I'm thinking, oh, wow.
Nice. So, I want my palm itch. I want to win the lottery, whatever it is. I don't care. I'll take it.
You'll take $10,000?
Yeah. Wouldn't you?
Heck, James and I had that conversation the other day. It doesn't have to be $1,000,000. I have to ask you this quickly. I want to talk more about this next week. You know more about this than I do because you live in Clearwater. What do you think about the book that just came out? I think she did a book. Maybe she didn't do a book yet. The woman who was from the Scientology family who had been to the Scientology kid boot camp and she escaped and she's gone. She's 29. And she's come out and she's gone to tell her story.
Wow. I think it's cool. I
did a little research about that. I know you were there, so you might be able to actually call.
I remember going down the street and Joni going, don't look at the rocks.
That's right. Blink, blink. Okay, we're going to have to go.
That was fast.
Because it seemed to me like it was dragging. We already did for 5 minutes.
Yeah, already. We did a lot of that.
About Taylor Swift and Lady Gaga. You obviously is a little spectrum.
And all aspects.
We always meet in the middle.
I think next week I'm going to play some music.
I think next week that's what we'll do. We will start out with some movie clips.
We will bring my, what is it, my, there you go, reputation. I'll put this in here. I always wanted you to see that movie in heaven.
I reminded me of that.
Well, do it. Maybe not.
Okay, we're going to have to go now. We're going to say, bye, James.
Bye-bye.
Bye, James. Thanks for calling.
We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Same next week.
Yes.
I'm not sure how to stand.
Okay. All right. You sure you went into seven?
I'm sure. Cause I don't know.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.